Take out your Bibles and turn to Galatians chapter 2. And we'll read just one verse, verse 9. Galatians chapter 2, the ninth verse. The Apostle Paul had returned to Jerusalem with Barnabas and Titus. And there they meet. In verse 9, we see James and Cephas. And something Paul says about these three men you find very interesting. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, notice again the little phrase, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Now notice again in that ninth verse that Paul refers to James, Cephas, or Peter, refers to these three men, James, Cephas, and John, as pillars. He says they seem to be pillars, pillars of the church. Now, a physical pillar, I want to make a difference, a distinction here. A physical pillar in construction is a column. A column, it stands there in support of the structure of the building. Now, Paul's making a comparison now of these three men. He says, when I arrived at Jerusalem, they met me, James and Cephas and John. Now, they seem to be the pillars of the church. When I read that several years ago, that word pillar literally leaped off the page at me. I mean, I'm sure most all of us in this building have had times in our Bible reading and reading a scripture where maybe even one word or a phrase will leap off the pages of the scripture. And God will use that word or use that phrase to speak to our hearts. And as I was reading that in just my Bible reading time, that word pillar just leaped off the page at me. And it got me thinking about churches. It got me thinking about my own church. At that time, I was pastoring Bible Baptist Church of Bradenton, Florida. I pastored there 25 years, a church which I founded. But anyway, that word pillar leaped off the page at me. And it got me thinking about, you know, there's a lot of my members of my church who are real pillars. Then I begin to think a little bit further. I thought, you know, but also there's a lot more members of my church who are more like pillows than pillars. Now I know in North Carolina, both of them are pillars. I know that. That's true of all the South. You put your head on a pillar at night. I want a pillar in my head. I understand. I'm from Arkansas. We say the same thing. A pillar is a pillar, a pillar, a pillar, right? But let's try to make the distinction. A pillar is a column, a support. A pillow. Well, I'll show you a pillow. I happen to bring a pillow with me. I told the preacher, just in case my preaching gets boring, I can take a nap. This is a pillow. Pillow, not a pillar. Got it, preacher?
I got it.
What is this?
Pillow.
Pillow. Is it a pillar?
No.
This is a pillow. Now, I begin to think in my mind and contrast a pillar and a pillow in our churches and in our society. Our churches are made up of pillars and pillows. Our community, our government is made up of pillars and pillows. So today I bring this question to you. How do you identify yourself in your church and in your community? Are you a pillar or a pillow? Let's contrast them for a moment. A pillar is strong. You've seen these big pillars, you know, that hold up buildings or porches. And I know many in many churches, the church that we built when I was a pastor, we had six pillars inside the auditorium to hold up, to support, to strengthen the structure of the building. Now, if that pillar, those pillars were removed, or if even one pillar was removed, it would weaken and even cause the whole roof to cave in on us. So those pillars in the construction of our physical building served a great necessary purpose. They were there to, they were strong. They had substance to them. The ones we had were literally made out of steel. Steel columns, steel pillars that held up, undergirded, and supported the roof. We had also in this concrete block masonry building, and we had columns every 20 feet or so or 15 feet that also helped support the walls. They were strong, had substance. But now, on the other hand, let me ask you this. Is there any substance to this? No, it's pretty squishy, isn't it? Pretty soft. You know, I thank God for the pillars in our churches. Amen. Those men and those women who've got strength, who are stable, who undergird, who support the ministry. I tell you, no one man, a preacher, may be a pillar, but one pillar cannot hold the congregation together. A pillar cannot build a, one pillar himself cannot build a great work for God. It takes numbers of pillars in the church, holding things together, undergirding and strengthening things. It's such a valuable part. Listen, I tell you, I look back on my ministry as a pastor, and I can think of so many people right now that are just flooding my mind. Some of them now have gone on to be with the Lord, who were pillars. I mean, men and women that undergirded and supported the ministry of Bible Baptist Church. People who are reliable. People who you could have confidence and trust in because they were just steady. They just were strong. They had substance and they just would just stay and hang in there. I thank God for them. I mean, I was very fortunate that we had numbers of pillars. And as people were getting saved, you begin to see them get strength and begin to grow in the Lord. And they first, when they first came, they were kind of didn't have a lot of substance to them. But as the Word of God began to build in their lives, you can see them get stronger and stronger and stronger. And soon they were ready to help hold together now the ministry. They went from a pillow to a pillar. Could give them a place of responsibility. You could give them a class to teach. You can give them some responsibility into church. Because they've grown and gotten so strong in their faith. Because the Word of God was working in their lives. And by the way, folks, we get our strength through God's Word. As a newborn babe, desire ye the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may what? Grow thereby. That you might get strength. And to see people draw their strength from the Word of God and get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and come, go from a pillow to a pillar. What a joy. And it makes your job as a pastor so much enjoyable. You got some people who will hold your hand and have got some stability and will stand with you. And I thank God that we was able to grow a wonderful ministry for the glory of God at Bible Baptist Church of Bradenton. We started out with just a handful of people as we started the church. And when I resigned and went into the ministry I'm in now after 25 years, we were averaging on a Sunday morning about 550. Just God just blessed and blessed and blessed. But then when I left, there were so many pillars there. And they got a new pastor. And what a strong pillar he is. And the church now runs over 1,000. Once they got rid of me, the thing really took off. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so thankful for the pillars. Amen. And folks, I challenge you this morning that God will so speak to your heart that you must understand. Brother, would you come here, brother? Brother Wynn. This man, you got a good man here, okay? Got a wonderful wife, three great kids. Well, two. Noah's okay. Three great kids. He's a pillar, folks. This man is a pillar. And I'm sure he could point out to me other pillars in his congregation this morning. But he cannot do it by himself. He can do his job. He can own up his end. But he needs other men and women that will stand with him and say, "Preacher, I want to be strong in the Lord. And preacher, I want to help you to undergird, lift up your arms, undergird and support this ministry as a pillar would." Amen. Amen. He can't do it by himself. Thank you, preacher. But you know the attitude of some congregations? Well, we pay him good money. In fact, I think we overpay. Yeah, you're overpaid. He should hold things together. Yeah, that's what we paid for. No, you don't. He's a pillar and proven himself to be a pillar before he ever came here. And why you called him to be your pastor, because you saw something in him. You saw a strength. You may not have thought on these terms, but you saw a pillar. You saw a man who's a leader with some substance. And you say, "Hey, you come and be our pastor." And I know many of you, and I don't know you personally, but I know that there are many, many pillars here. Those of you who are standing with your pastor. And if the church is going to continue to grow and reach people for Christ, there needs to be more pillars and less pillows. So I'm going to tell you something. A pillar has got strength, has got substance. Now, let me ask you a question. Does a church ever have any problems? Nah. Sure it does. Does individuals have problems? Sure we do. Do we have storms in our life? Boy, you just went through a storm, didn't you? Boy, God saw you through that. Wow. What a wonderful miracle God did in your life. We have storms. We have troubles. We have wars. Satan is out to get us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and high places. Folks, we have storms in our life. We have battles all the time. Now, hear me now. A pillar, since they're strong and since they have substance, when the battles break out and the storms begin to blow, a pillar, since they've got substance and since they've got strength, the winds are blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing, and a pillar may be shook a little bit. Sometimes we're all shook up, aren't we? Come on. And it's just sometimes we might get shaken a little bit. But there's strength there. But wait a minute. If you are a pillow and the winds begin to howl, is there strength there? Is there substance there? Is there any character there? Yeah. When the howl winds of adversity begin to blow against the church or against the individual who is a pillow, when the winds begin to howl, what happens to the pillow? Whew. They're blown away. You'll find out that pillows had the tendency to get blown from one church to the next church, to another 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 church. Every time the winds of adversity blow, no, they said, "Now I finally found a good church. Oh man, I found a good church." And then the winds begin to blow against Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. There's a little problem in. There are some folks who have been a member of every church in this county. Pillows. But you have your pillars. had the same winds, same storm, same battle. Howling against the individual, howling against the church, and the pillar feels the wind just as much as the pillow does, and the pillar feels the heat of the battle just as much as the pillow does, and the pillar stands and stands and stands and stands and stands. And the church goes on. And it grows in spite of the storm and in spite of the war. But why? There are pillars that are standing with the preacher. Now, sometimes, let me give you an illustration. Think with me. You've seen documentaries, you've seen pictures of Grecian ruins in Greece, or Roman ruins, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000-year-old cultures, 2,000-year-old cultures. And you see these theaters, amphitheaters, and you know the roof is gone, the walls are gone, but what is still there? The pillars. You know what I'm talking about? These columns. They have withstood storms, wars. Now the buildings have been blown apart, but the pillars are still there. They've got strength. Now once in a while, you'll see pictured maybe 12, 15 columns or pillars standing, and 4 or 5 of them are fallen. They're there. They haven't been blown away, but they've been fallen down, but not blown away. Here's the point. Once in a while, a pillar will go through a personal storm. I mean, a personal war. And Satan buffets and 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 buffets. Boom! Finally, the pillar falls. But he doesn't go anywhere. He's still there. He's been knocked down. You know what you can do? You can bring in a crane. Put him back in place. Preacher, I've seen that in my church. And some of you have personally experienced it in your own life. That you've been buffeted and buffeted and buffeted and buffeted and buffeted and buffeted and buffeted. And finally you fell. But you didn't go anywhere. You said, okay. And what happens? Fellow pillars will come to you and say, Brother Wynn, I see you got knocked down, buddy. I see that. Now, Brother Wynn, I want to help you. Brother, come here. Come here. Help me help Brother Wynn, would you please? Fellow pillar, our pillar got knocked down, our buddy pillar. It's going to take 2 of us to get him up. Would you help me get him up? Okay, let's put him back in place. Now all 3 of us are standing again. Stand over here. Our hands are up again, supporting the ministry. See, that's what happens. When a pillar gets knocked down, fellow pillars come to him. Thank you. And brother, I'm going to ask you to do something you don't want to do. The winds have howled and blowed against you, and you have been knocked down. Knocked down. Knocked down. I've always wanted to do this. You know what a pillar wants to do? A pillow, not a pillar, will shoot their wounded. Sometimes a pillow will even kick him. Come on, you're all right. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Folks, when we see folks that have fallen, We need to help him up. He's a good guy. He's just going through some battles. He needs some help. Thank you, preacher. He thought he was going to have his day off today, didn't he? Folks, we are in the most important ministry in the world. Amen. We represent Christ. We need to be pillars for Jesus. We're in a battle. We're in a storm. It's no time for us to be a pillow and let the storms and the winds and the wars blow us away. It's too much of that stuff. We need a strong lighthouse for Jesus. In order to do that, we need pillars. And wherever God has placed you, whether it's in a Sunday school, whatever ministry it might be, remember, you need to be a pillar. Amen. And just because something doesn't go right, don't you get blown away. You stand there and do your job as a pillar. And what's happening right now? Pillars and pillows are being formed. I don't know about you, but I want to be a pillar. Personal testimony. I got saved in September 1970. Soon be saved 41 years this coming September. I was only 1 year old when I got saved. No, I was 27. Do your math, you'll find out I'll be 68. I'll be 68. August the 16th. You might want to write that down. You're not writing. You've got to remember. Okay. I was 27, I was saved. At that time, I first got saved. Of course, we were going to church. We started going to church right away then. Except Sunday night, we wouldn't go to church. Now, I know we should have, but we didn't. You know why we didn't go to church Sunday night? Because we bowled on Sunday nights. And you're looking at him, me, I was the chairman of the trophy committee. Me. So I had a responsibility to my bowling league to be there every Sunday night. I was the chairman of the trophy committee. Let's hear it for me. That was my excuse. I remember the preacher, after about 3 or 4 Sundays of not going to church Sunday night, he said, Brother Byram, how come you and Judy don't come back Sunday night? I said, Preacher, you don't understand. I am the chairman of the trophy committee. Well, we got saved in September. Come January, we had a revival with a guest evangelist, and he preached on faith all week. And by Sunday morning, I was under such a tremendous conviction. And after the message, he gave the invitation. And I remember I went forward, and I was weeping. And I stood up and said, my wife and I haven't been coming to church on Sunday morning or Sunday night because we bowl. And I says, I'm no longer going to do that. From now on, and beginning tonight, we're going to be here. What are you saying, preacher? I made a decision that day. I was no longer going to be a pillow. I wanted to be a pillar. So you got to choose. You got to check your priorities. What is really important? And I think living for Jesus and seeking first His kingdom and help build that kingdom as a pillar is the most important responsibility we have as a child of God. So the question I put to you, what are you? A pillow or a pillar? And I hope that if you're not a pillar, that you'll decide to become one. For the glory of God in the building of His kingdom through this church. What are you? A pillar or a pillow? It's your choice. Let's all bow together in prayer.